Good morning, Grandma and Kathy. We were so glad to hear that Kathy is with you these few days and came up to spend her vacation with you. I'm sure the two of you are enjoying it. And yesterday, while we were visiting Auntie Fran, a tape came from Daddy from South Weymouth and your mommy and Poppy and Mommy. We are so glad to hear the tape, and we appreciated all the kind remarks and the suggestions for having a good time. But once we hit Fran's lovely home, she made us feel right at home. And it is now about 9:30 on Tuesday morning, and Auntie Fran and Auntie Mary and Auntie Al are sitting here in this lovely, lovely living room after having a delicious breakfast. And we're lounging around, and Fran said to Mary and to me that just being here for a couple of days, we look 100% better. Because during the trip, especially during India, I live mostly on fruit. I lost about 4 pounds, but I gained it all back since I came to Fran's house. And Polly has been very lovely to us. And she and Fran have cooked wonderful, palatable meals. And we are really enjoying it. We take a luxurious bath every morning and just can take our time. We don't have to rush to get the bus to go sightseeing. So we really are living it up here. And yesterday, after Fran came home from work, she took us down to the town of Rota, and she, I beg your pardon, the town of Porta, and took us into various little stores. But the big kick out that we got out of it is she said she'd like to buy some vegetables. So there in the open market, we saw a great many tomatoes and cantaloupes and potatoes and onions for sale and some great big green grapes. So Fran bought some green grapes because she, how about that? She remembered I love grapes. And some delicious tomatoes, which we had for our dinner. But the bang that I got out of it, and Mary was overwhelmed entirely, was they take a piece of paper and they partially wrap up tomatoes and partially wrap up the grapes. Not a bag anywhere. So I think the idea is we ought to start some bag business over here, paper bag business, and you'd become a millionaire overnight because everything is wrapped up. And, of course, Fran drove us down in her little car. And once we hit that car, we felt really at home because we had ridden in it so much in Chicopee. So we had a couple of grand days here. And Fran is off today and off again tomorrow, which is Wednesday. And we are doing things. She has a beautiful program planned for us. And we look well, we're rested, and we're having a grand little talk with her. Polly's working today, so Fran and Mary and I are hashing things over, telling her about home, and she's telling us about the very different ways here. And while Fran was working yesterday, Mary and I went out in the yard, and we took pictures of the trees and the flowers and the shrubbery, and the little girls next door. And the two boys who are twins came over to shake hands with us, and we asked them if they would be willing to have their pictures taken too, so they did. So I got caught up now up until about 9:30 this morning, and Mary's given me a signal that she'd like to say a few things. So goodbye for a little while, and I'll talk in a few minutes again because I'll think of some more details.
Hi, John, Catherine, and little Kathy. It was so nice to hear your voices on the tape. It felt just like home. Someone had written and told us about Mayor Lysak and the Demers fellow, so we had heard it, but it's still good to hear your voices telling us about it. I think Alice forgot to tell you about some of the big meals we had, because we've been dying for home-cooked meals. We had so many Indians standing over us removing soup plates and fish plates and so forth from under our noses that it was a real delight to get here. The first night we arrived, Fran had spare ribs with a sweet and sour sauce, and it was delicious served with rice, and then we had cake for dessert. And then yesterday noontime, we were on our own. Fran was working and the maid was busy. So Alice and I had to sort of scrounge around, not to look for food, there was plenty of it, but we didn't know just what to have, and we found some bacon, some Rath's bacon or Hommel's bacon, and then a can of Campbell's beans, and boy, was it good. We ate practically the whole, all of the inside of the can, and I was ready to eat the cover of it also at that point. And the thing that we got a bang out of most, I think, was Pepperidge bread. We haven't had any thin bread, it's been all Indian cut, great big hunks of it, and here was the nice thin slice of cinnamon and raisin bread, and oh, I had two pieces, which is good for me. Alice had, well, I won't go into that, and because we're getting instant coffee, and it's really a change from the espresso. Last night, Polly cooked spaghetti and meatballs and meat sauce, and it was really wonderful, and she'd made a tapioca pudding with whipped cream, and it was just like home. We love it. I have a bed all to myself, which is grand, and have hot baths night and morning, as much maid service as we want. It's really delightful here. I'm starting to take guitar lessons. I had one from the little girl next door, and I know seven notes now. I know one more than Fran, so we're having a little competition. She knows six, and but I'm a little brighter student when it comes to guitar playing. I can't sing as well as she does, and tonight I might get into one of those flamenco dresses. I don't know if there's one my size. They call it 42 here in this country, and which is about a 7 or 8 in our own. It's really wonderful. We love it, and we are unwinding. Today, Fran pointed out the Catholic Church here last night, and we may have told you that Sunday we went to the cathedral in Seville, the one where Christopher Columbus was buried, and that was something to see. And we listened partly to a speech by a guide. We didn't pay for it. We just joined the group. And he explained something about the tomb of Christopher and so forth. So that was real nice. And then we haven't visited the church yet. We may today if it isn't locked. We found so many locked churches that really, I just can't get over the fact they do lock them up. We met some very pleasant people in Rome. Two of them, a little old lady, 75. They were nuns. I forgot to tell you that. They were nuns. And one was doing her Jubilee year, the 50th. And she was taking all kinds of pictures with her eyes shut, Catherine, just the way you took ours that day in the garage, remember? And because we're anxious to see those, and the poor nun was clicking pictures right and left, and she'd have to refill the camera, and we wondered how some of them came out. But they were really very nice. While she took the cameras, I held her shopping bag, and the other ladies, the other friend's shopping bag, so she could click away. But we've really met some very nice people all in all. Today, Fran plans to take us to Jerez and to a beach. And I guess we're going to do shopping, so we'll certainly pick up something for you there, even if it's a Spanish guitar. I think I can pack that into my bag if it comes, collapsible or whatever you call it, disassembled. I know Fran wants to say something. I don't know how much is left, but here she is. And we'll see you soon, I hope. Here she is. She's coming right over. She's had her second cup, too.
Well, hi, everybody. It is a real nice day today. And, of course, we have good days almost every day. And we have our activities, as I say, planned for the day. Not that they're doing very much. I do think both Alice and Mary look better. They don't look as tired as they did when they got in, although they insisted they weren't tired. And they got a good rest the night before last, and last night, too. We didn't go any place except down to Puerto. So today we're going to go back onto the base because we got some things to mail, and Alice thought that it would be better to mail them than to bother trying to get them back in her suitcase. It just makes it heavy, and so we're going to mail those this morning, and also try to get this tape mailed off so that we don't, we'll be able to send it to you so you'll hear before they get home. And then we're going to also check on making reservations for them to stay overnight in Sevilla on Thursday, because I have to work Thursday night, and they want to have a good leisurely night before they go get the flight to Portugal. So we'll do that and check on their flight reservations. We'll do that on the base. Of course, they won't have that information for us until tomorrow, because it takes so long to make phone calls, even from here to Madrid and all. But they'll get that information for us without too much difficulty. So, and I think Chief Burke's wife, Marion, is going to drive up with me on Thursday so that I won't have to worry about not having companionship on the way back, although that really doesn't make any difference. But it's nice to have someone along. And let's see. Oh, well, we're going to go to Fuente Pavia this afternoon. I think they ought to see that. And I think we ought to go to Jerez tonight, and probably in the Spanish hotel. They have a patio, a garden there that's rather nice. We can either eat there at Fuente Pavia. It depends upon how cool it is. So we do have a little bit of activity planned. And tomorrow night, I thought we might go to the base. And if they have any good entertainment, usually on Wednesday nights they have a jazz band or something like that. So I thought we might go there. It's almost near the end of this side of the tape, and then, yeah, well, there's two more tracks, Mary. So I'll just wait until this side runs out and put on the other two tracks. Other than that, everything else is okay. I enjoyed receiving your tape from South Weymouth, although some of the tape didn't come in through too clearly. It sounds like he's knocking his set on and off without realizing it. Maybe he isn't. And part of the set, part of the tape we didn't hear at all. In fact, a good part of the first track, the second track, a part of it was so faint we couldn't hear it. I don't know what his problem is, but anyhow, that's not very important. We did get enough of it, and we did enjoy hearing it. And I'm sure Kathy's having a good time. I received a letter from Father Burke yesterday, and he told me he had seen Jim Doonan, you know, the patient that we sent back to the States as a paraplegic. Just a minute.